Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on drum and vocal groove lockups for drum and bass. We're talking about that moment where the drums and the vocal don't just line up, they interlock, like they're breathing together. The groove feels inevitable. Today we're building a 16-bar rolling DNB drop at 174 BPM, with a tight kick and snare anchor, shuffled hats, ghost notes, and a vocal phrase chopped into rhythmic hooks. Then we're going to build a lock system in two directions. First, the vocal will push the drum groove. Then, the drum anchor will pull the vocal into focus. Finally, we'll handle the mixing side of groove, because masking can make something feel late even if it's perfectly timed. Alright, let's set up the session so we don't lose our minds later. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. For warping defaults, set vocals to Complex Pro as a starting point, with formants at 0 and envelope around 128. For drums, use Beats Mode and Preserve Transients. That keeps punchy material punchy. Now make two groups. One called Drum Bus with all your drum tracks inside, and one called Vocal Bus for your vocal layers. Create two return tracks. Return A is a short room reverb. Think hybrid reverb on a room mode, with a decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Return B is a tempo delay, echo or delay, set to a dotted eighth or a dotted quarter low feedback. The key idea is, we'll make timing and pocket decisions early, and we'll treat effects as movement later, not as a crutch. Now step 1. Build the drum foundation. This is your anchor. If your anchor is wobbly, every groove trick afterward will feel like it's fighting the beat. Start with a classic 1-bar DNB core. Kick on the downbeat at 1.1, and snare on 2 and 4, meaning 1.2 and 1.4 in Ableton's grid. Then add the roll. Put closed hats on 8ths or 16ths, but don't let them all hit at the same velocity. Velocity is groove. If your hats are all the same level, you're basically removing the human information. Add ghost snares as quiet taps around the main snare. For example, try one at 1.1.3 and one at 1.3.3. Keep them super low velocity. Ghosts are supposed to imply motion, not announce themselves. If you're using a drum rack, think in layers. Kick can be sub punch plus click. Snare can be body plus top. Hats, rides, percussion, and a dedicated ghost snare or rim. You're building a kit that has a spine and also whispers. On the drum bus, add a simple stock chain. Glue compressor first. Attack somewhere between 3 and 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not flattening, you're gently holding it together. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. This makes the drums feel denser and less spiky. Then EQ 8. Only high pass if you genuinely need it. Don't automatically delete the low end if your kick's fundamental lives down there. If hats are getting spicy, a small dip in the 3 to 6 kHz zone can calm them down. Before we touch vocals, quick teacher note. Choose 3 anchor points that you refuse to compromise. Usually, the main snare hits our anchors. Then pick one hat that defines the role, like a pre-snare hat or a post-snare hat that makes the pocket feel right. Everything else is allowed to shuffle around those anchors. This is how you get wild groove without the beat melting. Now step 2. Prepare the vocal so it can lead the groove. Pick a vocal phrase with clear consonants. T, K, S sounds are your friends, because they create rhythmic edges. A breathy, smooth vocal can still work, but it's harder to extract a groove that actually has shape. Drop the vocal on an audio track and turn warp on. Set 1.1.1 at the phrase start. Now go through the phrase and place warp markers on the strong consonants and the starts of syllables that feel rhythmic. Here's the trap. Do not put warp markers on every tiny detail. Overwarping leads to facey artifacts and that weird chewed audio sound. You're looking for musical timing points, not microscopic surgery. To make edits clearer, put a gate on the vocal. Set the threshold so room noise tails get reduced. Keep return fast, like 0 to 6 milliseconds. This isn't for a dramatic gated vocal effect. It's just clean up so you can hear what's actually rhythmic. Add EQ 8 and high pass somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz depending on the voice. We just want to clear rumble and stop low junk from confusing the groove and the compressor later. One more coaching concept before we extract groove. Separate phrase timing from syllable timing. Phrase timing is where the line lands relative to the bar. In DNB, that can matter more than whether every consonant is perfect. Syllable timing is the internal rhythm. Practical workflow. First align 2 to 4 major landmarks per bar. Then do micro edits only on hook syllables, the ones that act like percussion. Now step 3. Extract groove from the vocal. This is the secret weapon. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the groove pool, Control or Command plus Alt plus G. You'll see your extracted groove, named after the clip. Now apply it to the hats, the ghost snares, and percussion loops. Usually do not apply it to the main snare. Your 2 and 4 are your spine, and if you swing that too much, the whole track can lose authority. Unless you're intentionally going for that drunk, falling forward jungle feel. But that's a choice, not an accident. Set some starting groove values. Timing around 15 to 35%. Velocity 0 to 20% is nice on hats and ghosts. Random around 2 to 8% for life. Keep random under control. Above 10% often turns rolling into sloppy. Set base depending on your groove density. 1/16 for busy rollers, 1/8 for simpler steppers. When you listen back, you're not trying to make the drums imitate the vocal. You're borrowing the vocal's pocket. That's the difference. It's like translating someone's accent, not copying their exact words. Now step 4. Make the vocal follow the drum anchor. Two-way lock. Option is manual micro nudging, which is the most controlled. Solo your kick and snare, and listen to the vocal against just that. Then nudge key syllables using warp markers. Tiny moves. 2 to 10 milliseconds is huge in DNB. A vocal that feels lazy might just be 6 milliseconds late on the hook consonant. Fix that, and suddenly the whole drop stands up straighter. Option B is to groove the vocal lightly. Apply a groove template, maybe an MPC-ish swing or even your extracted drum groove, but keep it subtle. Timing 5 to 15%, random 0 to 3%, base 1/16. This is a nudge, not a transformation. Advanced rule to remember. Vocal phrases can be loose. Vocal hooks must be tight. If the hook is acting like percussion, treat it like percussion. Extra coach move. Use track delay for fast/B without wrecking your clip edits. Push vocal chops early with negative delay. Try -5 to -15 milliseconds. Pull hats slightly late with positive delay, +5 to +12 milliseconds. This is cleaner than constantly dragging warp markers while you're still deciding the feel. Once it's right, you can commit by printing or consolidating. Now step 5, call and response. This is where it stops sounding layered and starts sounding written. Duplicate your vocal track and call it vocal chops. Slice it to a new MIDI track using transient slicing. Now you've got a drum rack of vocal slices. Pick 3 to 8 strong slices. Not every slice is a hero. Choose the ones with attitude. Crisp syllables, strong consonants, or interesting tone. Program a rhythmic hook that answers the snare rather than fights it. Place chops around snare hits. Use offbeat placements and leave space. Bass is part of the groove. If you fill every gap, the listener can't tell what the groove is supposed to be. Then tighten the chop groove. Apply the same extracted vocal groove or use your drum groove. Now experiment with micro placement. Slightly early chops feel aggressive and forward. Slightly late chops feel deep and laid back. In rollers, a tiny early vocal chop against steady snares can feel insanely energetic without adding any extra notes. Make the drums talk back. Add ghost snares, where the vocal leaves gaps, and add hat accents on the last syllable of a phrase with a small velocity bump. Think of it like a conversation. Vocal speaks, drums respond, then you get back to the anchor. Now step 6. Lock it with sidechain and frequency slotting, so the groove translates on real systems. Even if timing is perfect, if hats and vocal consonants are fighting in the same frequency zone, the vocal can feel late or smeared. That's perceived timing, and it matters. First, classic DNB clarity. Duck the vocal from the snare. On the vocal bus, add a compressor with sidechain input from the snare track. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. You're creating a tiny pocket so the snare cracks through and the vocal doesn't blur the backbeat. Second, carve a presence slot if the vocal fights the hats. On the drum bus or hat group, use EQ8 and make a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Keep it subtle, 1 to 2 dB. You're not dulling the drums, you're making room for intelligibility. Third, transient separation. If vocal chops are smearing the groove, put drum bus on the vocal chops. Keep drive low, like 0 to 5. Turn transients down, maybe -5 to -15, and keep boom off most of the time. This softens the vocal chop spike, so it sits rhythmically without punching a hole in the hats. If your snare needs more snap, put drum bus on the snare top layer and push transients up, +5 to +20, drive to taste. One big concept here, groove is timing plus perceived timing. If something masks the transient, It can feel late. Fix the masking and it suddenly locks, even though you didn't change a single warp marker. Optional but powerful. Build a consonant enhancer rack on the vocal bus or vocal chops. Make two chains. One is dry. The other chain is just consonants. A QH with a high pass around 2 to 3 kHz and a low pass around 10 to 12 kHz, then a gentle saturator, then a fast compressor. Blend that chain in very quietly. This makes the vocal's rhythmic edges read through busy drums without simply turning the whole vocal up or making it harsh. Now step 7, arrangement. We're going to make the lockups evolve across 16 bars so it feels intentional and progressive. Bars 1 to 4, establish the hook. Vocal chops do call and response with hats. Kick and snare stay steady. Teach the listener what the groove is. Bars 5 to 8, increase syncopation. Add extra ghost notes. And here's a fun advanced move. Automate groove pull timing on hats and percussion up by 5 to 10%. The pattern hasn't changed, but it feels like it's lifting. Bars 9 to 12, strip and re-hit. Drop hats for one bar and let the vocal carry rhythm. Then bring hats back with either a slightly different groove or a bit more random. This is a spotlight moment. Removing a pillar makes the lock feel tighter when it returns. Bars 13 to 16, maximum tension. Add a second vocal layer, maybe octave down or with a formant shift, and increase sidechain ducking slightly so the vocal stays readable at peak density. Use stock devices for movement. Auto filter on vocal chops with cutoff automation at phrase endings. Utility to automate width, narrower in super busy moments, wider in gaps. Saturator drive automation for intensity spikes. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, grooving the main snare too much. You lose the D&B spine. Keep 2 and 4 dependable. Second, overwarping vocals. Too many markers equals artifacts and an unnatural feel. Edit the landmarks first. Third, random too high. Hats start to sound like they're tripping. Fourth, ignoring velocity. Groove is not just timing. Velocity shapes bounce. Fifth, ignoring masking. This audio version is shortened for playback.